The Czech president has pointed ANO leader Andrej Babiš in the direction of the anti-migrant and anti-EU Direct Democracy and Freedom Party, SPD, and the Communist Party of Bohemia and Moravia as the best chance of forming a government. Though many ANO lawmakers don't appear to have a problem with cozying up to Tomio Okamura's SPD party, many current ministers have. Chris Johnson has more.
Speak to those who are willing to speak to you. That sums up the message from President Miloš Zeman after meeting with caretaker Prime Minister Andrej Babiš at the head of state's country retreat outside Prague. Both men were apparently less stunned by the collapse of the coalition talks with the Social Democrats last week, which has narrowed the government options to what many in the country might regard as the worst possible scenario. Andrej Babiš left the President's Lani retreat saying he would now consult with his party's members of parliament about talks with Tomio Okamura's SPD party.
Of course, we still have basic differences with the SPD party about the law on referenda. So there will, of course, be discussions about that. But I'm not able to say at the moment what the ANO movement would prefer.
Okamura's party has been calling for a Czech referendum over continued EU membership, but a proposal backed by Babiš's minority government at the end of March set out demanding rules for national referenda and excluded international agreements such as EU and NATO membership from being subject to such votes. Sidelined so far from government talks, the outspoken Okamura welcomed the chance for his newcomer party to take centre stage as part of a possible government.
Our SPD party is prepared to negotiate constructively for a good program for the citizens of the Czech Republic. We hope that ANO will be ready to follow the recommendations of the president and reopen these program negotiations.
ANO's members of parliament met on Tuesday in the wake of the collapse of those coalition talks. They were reported to have overwhelmingly backed Babiš as prime minister and come out against any further talks with the Social Democrats. Czech television reported that many are warming to the idea of a minority ANO government supported by Okamura's SPD and the Communists. ANO has 78 members in the 200-seat parliament, and a tie-up with the SPD would add another 22 votes. Support from the Communists would take the total to a comfortable 115. But while ANO's deputies appear to be willing to cosy up to Okamura's party, some of the top leadership have warned that they will resign if such a government is formed. Transport Minister Dan Čok warned Tuesday he would resign from the cabinet and parliament in protest. Justice Minister Robert Pelikán has already said he would leave the cabinet, in part through policy differences touching on the possible SPD connection. Foreign Minister Martin Stropnický and the Czech EU Commissioner Věra Jourová have also warned against such a scenario. Many mainstream parties are cool about coalition with ANO due to the fact that Babiš is facing criminal charges over alleged EU fraud.